Turn the volume up because you made it. It's the Everyday Property Manager, helping you to grow and thrive in the multifamily housing industry. You've got questions, we've got answers. Are you feeling like you could use a little push in the right direction? It's the Everyday Property Manager. And now here's your host.
That's right. I am your host, Jeremy Sorensen. Thank you so much for joining in on another episode of Everyday Property Manager. What have you been doing? Have you been being great? Have you been creating a great message, spreading that around the world? I hope you have. Don't let me catch you not inspiring and motivating the people that are around you, because you know what that does? It also motivates and inspires them to do the same. And you want to be a part of that. Hey, welcome to Everyday Property Manager. Are you brand new to the show? If you are, you need to check out everydaypropertymanager.com. We got the podcast page. You can also find me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at Every Manager, Facebook. Go to Google and type in Everyday Property Manager, and you're going to find many of those links quite quickly. Supportive leadership, 5 steps to success is what we're going to be talking about. And a few weeks ago on LinkedIn, what I did is I asked a question to many, many of my 10,000 plus LinkedIn followers. And if you're not on LinkedIn, you need to check it out. We got a great positive message going on there. But what the question was is, what would help you be better at your job? And I sent that message out to my LinkedIn leaders to hopefully get a great response. Well, that's exactly what happened. The main thing coming back from all of the people was support. We want to be supportive. We want to feel supportive. And therefore, we've got this episode, Supportive Leadership, to hopefully get the message out and get you going and headed in the right direction. So the 5 steps to success, here we go. Number one, understand your team. What does that mean? See, here's the thing. Everyone is different. Every one of my team members in the current position that I'm in property management, of course, as a regional manager, and every one of them is different. They all have different ideas. They think differently. Their families, everything is different. And of course, we all have to come together and create a sense of, you know, here's how it's going to work and be at the job. But everyone is different. And therefore, you need to understand that. Help them to grow individually. Help your different managers, the people that you're around, the team, and same with the residents if you're in property management or just in general, your customers coming to you. Everybody's different. Everybody thinks a little bit differently. But you need to help every one of those people grow individually because it's better for the group. It will help the group to grow more quickly and get everybody on the same page. So understanding that your team is different and just understanding your team in general is going to help you. Number two, you need to create a sense of shared ownership. And what I mean by that is in property management, in your property, and it doesn't really matter if you're in any kind of business, the people that are working there, if you can help them and create a sense of shared ownership, in meaning that they feel like they own it themselves, it is going to be so, so valuable. So like myself, when I work with different managers, I say stuff like your property, your residence, you know, your business. You use those words and it does help them. They get feeling like this is mine. This is, I'm taking care of this. I want this to be great. This is an extension of who I am. You know, another thing that is so great to do is value their opinion. That's going to help build that sense of ownership when you value their opinion. Let that information come in that they have. Hey, you know, they'll say things like, you know, I was thinking about doing this. Well, instead of being super rigid about different things and ideas, be open-minded and bring those things in. I've had many managers say things that I'm, you know, maybe I'm not even thinking of. And I go, you know what? That would be a great idea. And then compliment those people on those ideas. And that's what you need to do. So create a sense of shared ownership. Another thing that people do in a leadership position is they get up into that position, and many are going to agree with this, and it's like they're better than everybody else. And I'm telling you, if you're doing that, you need to really be thinking about how that's not such a great idea, because you want to be a part of the team. This is number three, be a part of that team. You are a team. Everybody needs to be there. It takes everyone to make it happen. Believe me, you know, if you think of let's just use the idea and the example of a Broadway play, right? So you've got the actors, you've got the director, and so many people think, well, that's it. It's not it, because it takes everyone to make that happen. It takes the concessions, the people working behind the scenes, putting together the stage, putting together the whole show. You've got the air conditioning people. Think how awful a Broadway play would be in the middle of July and it's 95 degrees and the air conditioning isn't working. You know, the play is not going to be that great. So it does. It takes everyone to make it happen. You need to help and assist your people. I tell all of my managers, everybody that works with me, that I'm available 24/7. And I know a lot of people just cringe when they think about that. But this business, property management, and if you're going to be a leader, it's not a 9-to-5 job, okay? You need to be open to being available. You need to help and assist. And therefore, I tell my managers that I am available 24/7. Do I get phone calls 24/7? Rarely, but I want them to know that that's an option. I always tell them, especially new people that are coming in, that, hey, if something comes up and it needs to be dealt with, I don't want you to ever feel like you cannot call me, even if it's 2:00 in the morning, if there's something that needs to be dealt with. Now, I'm also very clear on, don't wake me up if it's not important. But if it's something that we need to discuss at 2:00 in the morning, I want to do that, because it's so much easier to fix something right then and there as to let something go. It's just so much better. So I always tell people that I'm available 24/7. Number three, being a part of the team, you need to do that. Don't feel like you are so important that you're above and beyond everybody else that is working underneath you. Number four, give positive messages that support. People love support. People love compliments. So you need to dish those out. You need to give that great, great support. Give positive feedback. You know, if your managers, the people that you're working with, and we got so many people that listen to Everyday Property Manager that aren't even in property management. But the thing is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're in property management. I tell people this all the time, that property management is just a great baseline for helping everyone else understand, because we touch on customer service. We touch on everything on a continuous basis. So positive feedback is so, so important. What do they do well? You know, think about it. What are your managers, the people around you, what are they doing well? And give them a positive message that gets them headed in the right direction, that supports them, makes them feel good, and keeps them going. Number five, listen to your team. You know, listening really helps people understand and shows that you care. You know, listen to their stories. You know, managers, people around you have great stories. I love to listen to stories, and sometimes I'll listen to them a little bit too much because I like it so much that people have great stories. So listen to them. Don't be the one that's always talking, directing, you know, make yourself sound super rigid. You want to be open. You want to listen to them, listen to their ideas, listen to their stories. what they're doing. I've got so many great, great ideas from the people that are around me for the show. As an example, this episode of Supportive Leadership come from my excellent listeners and people that are on LinkedIn. And they have so many great ideas. And those great ideas, if I wasn't listening to that, I wouldn't be able to share that with you today. So, hey, I want to thank you so much for checking out Supportive Leadership. It is so very important. You need to be excellent at being a great leader. And one way to do that is through supportive leadership. So take all of this information, the 5 steps to success, and go out there and be great. Because now you're ready to make it a great day.
Hey, now you're ready to make it a great day. Am I right? We'd love to hear from you at the Everyday Property Manager. Come visit us at our webpage at everydaypropertymanager.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just go to Everyday Property Manager. Come check us out. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll see you next time at the Everyday Property Manager.